Oh, wonderful. Someone started the recording, I think. Yes. All right, so we'll give a few more minutes for folks to join. Hope everyone's doing okay and getting ready for the holidays. All right, I think I'll just go ahead and get started because I actually don't know how many folks are going to join. I know a few folks are under the weather, and I do know folks some folks have are starting their holiday this week. So I'm going to just go ahead and share my screen. All right, so just a couple of quick announcements. The Ramsons CSP number 9, the GA date is January 14th. I'm not 100% sure of the module release date, but I know the GA date is January 14th. My guess is, before you head out for your holidays, get your CSP request out to the release bug triage group to approve as soon as you can. Sunflower, the release date or GA date is December 22nd, so that is next week. I don't have a date for CSP number 5. I'm hoping that we'll have a date. I don't know if we'll have a date tomorrow because I think Alexei goes on holiday for next week, so if it's not tomorrow, we'll find out when he returns from holiday. Any questions about these dates? Okay. We do have a meeting scheduled for December 31st. I think I went ahead and canceled it. If I didn't, I'll cancel it to today. So this is the last meeting of the year. And then, as far as the Trillium release timeline, this is what was presented at the release management stakeholder meeting on Monday. This is the proposed release timeline. I don't know if everyone has seen this timeline at all. If you haven't, I'll just go over it quickly. I think there's a couple of key things to note. Here is that the module features development freeze is April 10th of 2026. So that's the freeze date for Trillium module feature development freeze. That's what's being proposed. And then the bug fest period will start in May. And the expectation is that we will release on May 29th. So the GA date would be May 29th. So we're looking at probably a late May, early June release date for Trillium. So I asked you guys to start replanning. I mean, unless something significantly changes and from what I heard at the release management stakeholder meeting, there weren't any concerns about this timeline expressed. I mean, this is so if there isn't, I think this is a timeline that you all can work with. Is it subject to change? Potentially, I don't know if the PC will have any concerns about this timeline, but I think it's something that we all can work with now. And I just ask that you update your features based statuses, update your feature statuses, and whether it's a part of Trillium Umbrella Leaf or some other release. If it's at risk, please add that label and begin to work with your team to replan Trillium. Now that we have a date to work with, start working with your teams to replan Trillium so you can see what else, what you're going to be able to deliver with this time frame. I also know that there may be some Development work added, not necessarily new feature work, but development work added to help with maintenance of or the stability of the Folio platform. So there may be teams that are asked to do that work in addition to, and that might be a higher priority than adding any additional work into Trillium. So again, I think the key thing is let's make sure your whatever you think or you believe should be in Trillium has the fixed version as far as features level go, features go, UX prof features go, have the fixed release or fixed version of Trillium. Add the at-risk label if you think it the to quote Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost, we in danger. And begin to replan Trillium accordingly. And as you do this, let's talk about it through in the POS channel. Feel free to raise it in that Thursday weekly meeting that Alexi has if you have concerns or questions, because clearly this is a very, very long release. Anything people want to discuss about the timeline or just in general questions about Trillium? I can't answer about Umbrella Leaf because I don't know about Umbrella Leaf. I'll tell you straight up, I don't. But are there any questions about Trillium that folks want to ask or talk about or just, their thoughts? Okay, I hear silence. So again, let me know if there's anything I can help with as far as reviewing, as you're kind of working through the replanning of your Trillium release with your teams. Feel free to reach out if I can be of any assistance. All right. Those are the announcements that I have, but does anybody else have any announcements they'd like to share before we go on to we move to Christine?
So I just have so Umbrella Leaf. Here, I think it would be probably good because it all POs we will be affected on that we don't know what's the plan for Umbrella Leaf. So maybe we can at one of our next meeting in on in January, maybe can brainstorm on how should we approach this because maybe I think it's a little. If we are going in all direction, I think we probably should have a coordinated effort requesting information about, and especially if it is to change. So, and it was, I don't know if you have listened to the recording of the RMS group meeting on Monday, but it was very unclear what was the plan. And right now, it's difficult to do any planning.
As far as Umbrella Leaf go, yeah. So I think as I hey, I'm with you, Charlotte. I think we all want some dates and kind of figure out what we're how we coordinate for Umbrella Leaf. So I'm hopeful that by when we have our next meeting, we actually have that plan. That Alexi has something to share with us, even if it's kind of a kind of a skeleton of it. I'm hoping he can, and then yeah, we should talk about that, and to kind of think about what kinds of what are some concerns or questions that we have, about the release depending on where this release is planned for. So yeah, I agree. So I think, and if we don't have if there's still nothing available to us, I think yeah, we can still have a discussion to see if there's things that we want to make sure are considered and whatever is being whatever the timeline will be.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, any other questions or thoughts in general? All right. Cool. All right. Now, Christine graciously last time said it was okay to move her agenda item to today's agenda item to today. So, Christine, you're first up. And do you want me to share my screen or do you want to share your screen?
I can go ahead and share it.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, so for context, Magda and I have been thinking about how to represent notes on functionality, largely functional features, in the release notes to both make it easier for us, to make it more organized, to make the information helpful to users and those who might make their own sort of guides or notifications of new functionality. So we came up with a template that's just kind of our proof of concept, and we want to get your ideas on it. So here I'm on Sunflower Notes on Functionality, which you all are already familiar of. We have the table to capture some notes on functionality. Magda and I are proposing that we instead break up notes on functionality to a parent page with all of the apps that would then link to a child page of updates for that app. Here it's an abbreviated list just to, as a proof of concept. But the idea is then a viewer could go to the app and see a variety of information. So here in this example of inventory, we have talking about new features, smaller notable enhancements, bug fixes, and then any additional information. So in this one, for example, we have the version history feature in Sunflower. There's a little blurb about what it is, pretty high level. Here is just a screenshot of what it looks like. And then, we have tickets related and then a little GIF as a demo. Underneath the features would potentially be, again, some smaller enhancements. And then here are just some bug fixes. We were thinking about pulling out, notable bug fixes, but it's kind of hard to identify which ones are notable, which ones aren't. So we just put the Jira query table in it. But so we did the same for bulk edit as an example, following the same format. If you look at the pages, you might see that there are varying levels of detail on some of the app pages. Magda and I, weren't entirely sure how much detail we wanted to add, but we did add it for some apps. So we would love your thoughts.
So Christine, Charlotte had a question. Would circulation be an entry, especially if, if it spans check-in, check-out, circ log, et cetera? Would so basically would you have like circulation, I assume, as like a main heading and then all the component all the areas that make up circulation as sub areas? Charlotte, that's what I assume you're getting at. Is that what you're thinking with how if this is one way to lay out that type of workflow?
Yeah, and my example, of course, is the new work on for use at location, so the reading room loans, because it is over several apps, so it will be, very fragmented description if we are to be strict app by app. Of course, we can do it, but.
Can I jump in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I know you have your hand up. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that Anne and I have been talking about this since the areas we work in are sometimes distinctly different and sometimes significantly overlap. And if you look in the left-hand navigation, you'll see resource access at the bottom of the list. And our thinking has been, we haven't gotten particularly far yet, but to focus on less on apps and more on functionality, because requests has multiple modules and apps, and circulation, contrary to popular belief, is so much more than check-in and check-out. So that's how we've been thinking of doing it, capturing it under resource access and focusing on the functionality or the workflow.
And that's a
That would work for me.
Oh, sorry, Charlotte.
That would, that's great. Thank you, Owen, for letting me cut in front of you.
No problem. So my question was, we obviously have the page that you showed currently in terms of the kind of release notes, but we also have the release summary done as slide deck and with videos showing how functionality works. How would you see this relating to that? Like, are we, I guess my concern all the time is doing the best possible job for the right audiences and definitely understand why what we have here on this page you're showing is really not great. For an audience who want that overview of what's changed in the app. But I do wonder if we risk repeating stuff that is actually that, we're doing the same thing in different ways because we keep trying to improve it.
Sure. No, that's definitely something we were thinking about, is like how to not duplicate work. Are there different audiences for various forums release notes? One thing we were thinking about with notes on functionality is, ooh, we talked about, gosh, I think it was in this group. Or have we talked about it at all? But we talked about embedding some sort of link in app or in Folio to link to release notes so that users in Folio could view, the latest and greatest in each release in the features or workflows they're working in. So we didn't, so this table is kind of unorganized. If I work primarily in bulk edit, I have to kind of scroll through and look for bulk edit. Is this enough information for me to know how this impacts the areas that I'm working in? Maybe it is. And maybe we just need to reorganize the table by app, perhaps, to make it easier to navigate.
I mean, I think your proposal for me is an improvement on this. My issue is that the thing that actually takes me the most time is doing those release videos. And I don't want to be doing those if actually nobody's looking at them. And I'm wondering if you're not looking at them, who is? Because
Well,
you're not mentioning them here as part of, like, for me, those are the things that give you the best overview of the new functionality, right? Because they demonstrate it, they're linked to a feature.
I'm sorry to, I'm going to butt in
No,
here,
go ahead.
but I think the thing is that that release digest comes so late. That's one thing. This is something we are updating, or we should be updating, but as we finish a feature and we know what's, is accounted for, we should be updating this page, and it gives a high level overview of this work. I do think at some point we could and should figure out how to integrate the two. But I think one of the challenges we have is right now that digest is released very late. And we know that people need at least a high level overview. So, I mean, to me, I think there's, I hear what you're saying, Owen, and I think there could be, I think there's a definitely, I think we should discuss maybe how we integrate those digest videos more, but so that everyone, it all of it's there, it's the full context, right? But I think some of the challenges we have are with timing, at least with that digest, from what I see. Now I'm going back on mute.
And just to quickly touch on Charlotte and Steph's conversation on showing it as more workflows than by app, that's definitely something we talked about too. Like you're saying, work may span multiple apps, so it might be fragmented. It might, you know, it might duplicate work to try to put it in multiple places under the corresponding apps. Our challenge was figuring out what the distinct workflows are. And, you know, maybe we can think about that together, you know, because inventory is certainly used across various workflows. Do we just put metadata management, for example? So that's definitely something we had questions about too. And Owen, to your point, do you think that, not to put you on the spot, but do you think that part of the concern here might be that there is too much detail, that maybe what we do now is the right amount of detail, that, you know, maybe there's just ways to reorganize it, or do you think a level of detail would be important?
I mean, the level of detail obviously is important. I think if you are saying this is a good level of detail, I don't have any concerns that you know, that's a good level of detail. I mean, I my I mean I guess I What I'm wondering is whether you considered, like, I get what Kalila is saying, the release digest comes too late, which maybe reflects the fact it is more work to produce those videos. And I guess that, although I think a big part of the delay is just somebody pulling it together into a single thing, as opposed to necessarily the people producing the individual bits of content that go into it. I guess it's a combination of those two things. But I guess that I'm what, like, if I were to step back and say, how can we do kind of release notes better? Then for me, they form part of the picture, partly because they are something that take me more time to put together. And I don't really want to be doing, you know, I want to be producing the level of detail you need, you know, that people such as yourself will find useful and users of the system will find useful in a timely manner. And, but I don't want to be doing more than that, any more than I want to be doing less than that. And it feels like sometimes we're trying stuff. I think the, you know, the release digest was an attempt to improve the release, the information available on release, to get away from the stuff on these wiki pages. And this feels like another attempt to improve it, which is fine, but I don't want those attempts to kind of all hang around, all being attempts at the same thing. And if they're serving different audiences, we think that seems fine, but I'm not sure who they are serving in that case. I get where you're coming from, I think. And I What you're proposing here sounds perfectly sensible, but it seems parallel to something we already do, Maybe, maybe the answer is, yeah, but that's just too late, as Kalila says, or maybe it's, well, it doesn't have the right level of detail. We should change that. But it, yeah, I'm just look thinking, how do we make sure that we are doing the best we can, but across the board, like, because it feels like there are maybe at least a couple of different things happening here. I mean, there are also the release notes that are maybe at a more technical level, aimed at the SysOps people. And I wonder, would they benefit from a similar reorganization? I mean, that doesn't necessarily have to be your problem, honestly, but I do think that the release digest and this seemed to me to be quite a big overlap. And I guess my basic point is, like, do we really need both? I'd prefer to do one of these really well than
So,
keep doing multiple things not so well.
so yeah, so I'm sorry. So I look at it this way in some ways. Christine just showed on like for notes on functionality, that table. And I think we all agree that we don't think it's helpful in telling a story to the users about like what changes happen in an app. It's just a table. And sometimes with the table, it kind of constrains what you put in the table. What I see as what Christine and Magda have proposed is a way for us to tell our story as to what's happening in Resource Access or the MARC Authority app, and having a guide to give people that context about the thing they care about, which might be Resource Access or MARC Authority app or courses. I also think that the content might very well overlap with what is in the release digest, but I see it as there could be two, there's just two different audiences, and it may be that we create this content and it supports the notes on functionality that's being proposed as well as the digest. So I don't see it as I see it as an improvement. I do see what Christine and Magda, and I guess I'm kind of, hopefully I'm not leading people too much, as an improvement on how we communicate to users this functionality. As far as the release digest goes, I think it can be the content that helps with that too. And maybe that's a second question, like how do we, is there a better way to incorporate that sooner than later, the release digest information on these pages? Is there it, should it be separate? And it also gets to metrics as well. Can we get some better metrics on the act the digest? But I think we also know that people, when they look at Folio, they look at it at various levels. They're looking at this page. Some are looking at the digest. They may be looking at other material. But I guess I guess I'm seeing, this an improvement to what we're doing. But Steph, your hand's raised.
So this may be wrong, and please tell me if it is, but I've been thinking about this as an exercise in if I were not in the weeds of Folio, because Folio is so enormous now and has so much functionality and so many complexities, what would I want an average mid-level user to understand about what's new? So I've been thinking about it as like a high level-ish description of what's changing, but also as to the who, I've not in the weeds, but also not so high level that it doesn't impart any helpful information to a user. That's where I've been trying to focus my brain. I don't know if that's helpful or not, or if I should stop thinking that way, but that's what I've been doing.
I mean, I. Oh, sorry, Joe. I see your hand.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I keep coming back to the whole what's in it for me from the user's perspective. And the overwhelming majority of users work in a single dedicated area. So, like a circulation supervisor doesn't really care about cataloging or acquisitions and so forth. So things like release digests are useful for systems administrators and people responsible for kind of top-down views. But from what, like Steph said, the mid-level employee, when a new release comes out, they're going to care about how does this impact me personally, and they're only going to care about their functional area. And that really is where I see this as being useful, because they don't care about the technical slash implementation side of things, which is what the current release notes have. And we really need to have those for implementers and hosting and all of that. But from an end user audience, what is new and what has changed in my functional area? That's what we need to communicate. And with what we currently have, including the release digest, that's really a gap because they don't want to sit through a whole release digest covering everything. They want to be able to get to it quickly. And that's where I see this really coming into play.
So I know there's a lot of people who have their hand raised. I need to give Steph time to present on her topic, which I think is going to have just as many hands raised. So I'm Owen and then Charlotte and then Christine's going to wrap up and maybe discuss if she's okay with it, some next steps for this. So Owen, then Charlotte, then Christine, and then we have to move on to Steph.
So my issue is not the proposal as such, but just that I feel this actually just substantially duplicates the release digest. I mean the layer the what is being proposed here is a different version of the release digest, and we just then are doing the work twice. I mean I just like I'm fine with this. It looks great as a proposal. It's just like. It's just asking me to do the same work again, which I'm frustrated by. I think we need to bring together the people responsible for the release digest and say, we're not going to do that anymore. We're doing this instead if this is what we're going to do, which I'm fine with, but it's just doesn't feel like that's joined up right now, and I think it needs to be. Otherwise, we're just doing more work.
So there's a PC working group working on very similar topic. So it kind of just illustrates the need. But this PC working group is working on communication. And my suggestion, in a way, would be that maybe the POs should write up these release notes with the system administrators in mind. So ours are to be a bit more technical. We are to make sure that the system administrators are able to install and have all the right information for rolling out these new enhancements. And then maybe it should be users with deep knowledge of how Folio works, but also a knowledge to write up release notes for this mid-level librarian you described, Step. And maybe that's not us. We are thinking so much in UX prods and tickets and all of that. And that is kind of gibberish for that average user. I will, if okay, I will suggest that the working group listen to this recording. So definitely, we should coordinate. So and have be in line on how to communicate these release notes to the Folio users.
Thank you, Charlotte. Yeah, that's a great point. Oh, Clela, go ahead.
No, Christine. What do you think are the next steps? And if you don't feel comfortable saying it, just tell me, Clela. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, what do you think?
I, Charlotte, your point. I think there are a lot of people thinking about how we communicate about Folio, about the releases, what's in them, who needs to know what. So it'd be great to coordinate with other people who are having that conversation. You mentioned PC. So it would be great to hear what PC has been thinking, if they have any ideas or, similar kinds of proposals, that would be great. So thank you for bringing that up. Especially if they have ideas about different audiences for different types of information, that would be helpful. So I like that idea as a next step.
Okay. I think that's fine, but I'm actually going to follow this format that Magda and Christine provided. This is just me. And I'm going to try it on a sunflower and Trillium, and I hope we can come to an agreement for Trillium as to how we want to move forward with redesigning notes on functionality. This is a page that product owners have been responsible for. I don't think it should change in tr for Trillium. And I think this format at least works for me. If the decision is to continue with that the table, that's fine. But I'm personally going to go with this approach because I do think it gives the right amount of detail for users to get a sense of what we've done, what has changed, and what hasn't changed. So I'm just going to say it. I'm going to use it, but it's not going to mandate everyone else use it until we make sure we're not overlapping with anyone or any group. All right, Steph. I don't know if you can cover this in 20 minutes, but you got 20 minutes to cover sprint demos. And again, Christine, thank you for presenting this. You and Magda did a great job. And now, so thank you. Steph, the floor is yours. Do you want me to share? Oh, you got this. Never mind.
Yeah, I'll share. Thank you. This is going to be another conversation for the books. Okay. Where do I want to start? First, I would like to start by saying that this is not meant to add a ton of complex work to everyone's plate. The intention is to bring back sprint demos, but in a way that is not 2.5 hours every month of listening and watching, and eventually not being able to absorb any more information before the demos are done. This draft page is definitely a draft. The process when we start it will be a draft. It will be iterative. Please tell me if you think things can be done better or differently, or if you'd prefer a different way. All feedback will 100% be taken into consideration and discussed and thought through. The goal is to make this as easy lifting as possible and to provide people who want to watch demos a place where they can do so. And for the folks who consistently say they never know what's being worked on or what teams are doing, now they have a place that they can go to find out. So that said, I've got the start of a wiki page. It's in my personal space because I'm not quite ready to drop it into PO wiki land. But as we know, sprint demos, there are two parts. One is the slide decks. So the slide deck, Kalila has created an example that's we can use. We can also start with that and tailor it more to what our teams need. We will be able to find, or we should be able to find our sprint demo decks in a shared folder called sprint reviews. You can see that there are a few PowerPoints here already. So we've got Sprint 230 and 231 for Valeris for resource sharing. We've got Sprint 231 from Folio Spitfire and Sprint 230. If we go to old sprint demos, there's an archive folder, which when you open up, you can see some of the earliest demos from 2017 up through 2021 and 2022, if you are curious. But in this old sprint demos, you can see that there's a deck from Valeris for sprints 228 and 229. And there's one from Vega from 229 and one from Spitfire for 229. So with the PowerPoints, the idea is that with the naming convention of a file, anyone can come into this folder and immediately see the most recent PowerPoint from each team and the area of focus that they work in. So resource sharing here. So if I go back to this page, you can see that there is a preferred naming convention for your PowerPoint so that the things are easily identifiable. And then here we've got the link to the demo deck that we can use as a template. So we post our demo decks when they're done to the sprint reviews folder. We move our older demo decks to the old sprint demos folder at that same time. And we use this naming convention. Questions so far?
Can we go back to the Google Drive just to take a look at it together?
Sure.
Okay. So I think what I'm gathering is our goal in order to keep it as clean as possible is to have the most current PowerPoints and demos at this level of site. Am I hearing that correctly?
PowerPoints, yes. The recordings have a separate folder.
Okay, can we go there?
Can we start with some description about the sprint demo recordings?
Totally, let's do that.
Okay. Oh, and I see your hand up.
Yeah, I was wondering what was in the what's a typical content of the slide deck was my question.
Aha. So this is what Valeris is doing. Our Scrum Master likes this visual better, but it is the similar content or the same content in the demo deck that Kalila prepared. So it's about the team, all of the areas that the team covers, links out to team members, current features, and all sprint tickets. Talks about the key accomplishments of the sprint or sprints that are covered. Valeris does a demo every two sprints. So it talks about the features and what the point of them is and why. And then the next slide talks about what will be demoed in the video. And I have not yet linked the recording here. That's my own failing. Does that help?
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. Okay, I need to move this silly bar. Okay. So sprint demo recordings. Some basics. They have to include audio and they have to be an MP2 or MP4 format, which is the .mpg file extension. Demos will be published to the Open Library Foundation YouTube channel. And viewers will expect to hear what they are looking at. Also, captions need to be enabled. If you want to be able to edit your captions, you can download a tool like CapCut or a similar video editor. If you do that, you just need to upload that file with the demo recording. As we get to lower or further in the steps here, YouTube does have a subtitle closed captioning feature. It just is not as accurate as you would hope, particularly when, for example, there's someone with a Lithuanian accent speaking. So it's up to you with whether you want to leave the YouTube captions as they are, or if you want to utilize an external tool. Alexei Petrenko recommended CapCut in particular. So that's for that. So what are we putting in our demos? It's really flexible. This is what you and your team have been working on. What if you worked on? Demo it. Is it highly technical? Demo it, use Postman, and explain some context. Is it a huge bug and it's been bothering everybody? Definitely demo it. Is it a small bug that not many people know about, but it has a huge impact? Demo it. Our goal is to share what we're spending our time on, whether it's brand new feature level exciting, if it's enhancements, if it's UI cleanup, if it's accessibility. Everything that we do is important and worth noting. So if you think it's demoable, do it. So you can do your demos every sprint or every two sprints. I think Spitfire seems to be doing them every sprint. Valeris is doing them every two sprints. We do hope that every two sprints is achievable for everyone. We do want regular updates, not too far apart. So, sharing the demo recordings. There's a shared folder. The recordings are stored in a file structure. So it's sprint demo recordings and then main development area. Once again, we're going to use a file naming convention to help us find things easily. It will be the sprint number, the team, and the main development area. So you can see down here, we've got 228 to 229, Valeris resource access demo. I add a demo to make sure it's distinguishable, even though it's in a separate folder from PowerPoints, just so that it's super clear. We've got a list of the main development areas here, acquisitions, bulk edit, consortia discovery, all the way through. And then the YouTube channel manager, which is not any of you, will upload all of the videos on the second Tuesday of each month to the YouTube channel to a playlist. Any demo recordings uploaded to the folder since the previous month's posting will be included in the playlist. And now we can look at the Sprint demo recording folder. So we've got all of our main areas of focus and functionality. I will open up resource sharing because I know that there are Valerus demos here. Oh, there's some duplicates too. I'm going to have to go in and clean some of these up. But sprints 228 and 229. And then earlier this week, we did 230 and 231. We have specified at the end of ours what each demo is addressing because we work in multiple areas of resource sharing. So just adding a little something to help clarify that this is about inReach. And then I'll probably go in and say this one is about virtual patron names, and this one is about something I can't remember off the top of my head. But if we open up the demo, it's just an MP4, and this is what gets uploaded to YouTube. So, resource access, we've got some Vega demos, metadata management, not there. Oh, that's there were a couple of Spitfire recordings, and I wasn't quite sure which areas to put them in. So, that's what these two recording folders are. So, if some folks from Spitfire could take a look and drag and drop them into the appropriate area, that would be great. Okay, now I'm going to stop talking because I'm sure there are questions or comments or both. Go for it, Owen.
So a couple of things. So for like this is a bit of a like I feel like coming off across as slightly grumpy and truculent in the in this meeting, and that's not my intention. This is a problem for me because we don't do this kind of presentation in our sprint meetings at the moment.
Okay.
So there isn't something we can just record. Which means, so I did raise this before, and the closest we have is I do demonstrations in this in the SIG meetings, but they're not
Okay.
quite in this format, I guess. Like how I'm wondering, like how am I going to do this if I have if it's extra work for me? And I'm wondering, like, this is maybe a little bit more formalized than but perhaps that's not the intention. So that's one issue. The other maybe slightly less problematic issue, but is a question, which is that obviously you've organized this by kind of functional area, which makes sense if you're trying to consume it, but teams work across functional areas. Certainly for me, the team I'm working with is doing work in both serials management, which would fall under resource management, and electronic resource management. So it means like there isn't one place where our stuff would go. And obviously, and one sprint to the next, we don't, you know, we might not do any work on one area within a sprint. We work across those areas within the same resource. So I guess I'm just that's maybe a, just a more trivial but organizational issue, which is how do we do that? How do we organize that? I see some questions in.
Let me see, can I find chat? Okay. So there's a lot in chat. I'm not going to try to read that. I will try to address your questions, Owen. So I know a lot of teams work across different functional areas, and Valaris is one of those. And even within resource sharing, we have three separate recordings because they're three separate areas of resource sharing. And that doesn't mean that we did three separate demos. It means we did one demo and then split the video into three pieces. And we also work in resource access. At some point, we'll dip our toes into consortia. Kalila.
No, sorry, Steph. Do you think because of how Owen, because Owen, you do these presentations to the to your working groups, your six, right? And you do it every sprint or every other sprint?
ERM, we present every 4 weeks now, I guess. Well, I mean, it varies to be fair, but at least every 4 weeks or more frequently.
Okay.
Serials
And
management is a little different.
okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Steph.
I think, Owen, that if you're presenting to a SIG for ERM, that and it's showing functionality. I'm not entirely certain what else you would be presenting. So please jump in if that's incorrect. But I think if you're presenting functionality to a group of stakeholders, that should be fine, even if it doesn't quite fit the format that other folks are using. The goal of this is to make it possible for people to find videos of what folks are working on. So I don't see a shift in format of how it's presented or when or where it's presented if it's meeting the goal of allowing people to see what's being done. Does that help? Okay. Anne?
Would
Oh.
also no, sorry. I
Sorry,
just
also
wanted to
Kalila
know if
unmuted.
it's
Go ahead.
would it be okay if the cadence were not every sprint, every second sprint, but so in my case, I have three development teams, and if I am to do that at a specific date, as you lined it up here, for all three teams, I will be drowning in work up to that deadline. But if it could be a little bit more flexible, so I deliver an update for one team at one deadline, another team at the second deadline, etc. Is a more, based a little bit more flexible and not that strict. That would
So
be okay.
my goal wasn't to make it strict, but so that there's a cadence to what is uploaded to the YouTube channel. So whatever is most recent and has been uploaded by the first Monday, or sorry, the second Monday of a month is what will be uploaded to YouTube. So whatever you have added will get uploaded. So if it's one team for December and another team in January, that's totally fine. It is what you make available to be uploaded, I will upload each month. Does that make sense? Okay. Great.
Before Anne, sorry, Steph, before Anne, you're going to be the last word because we're over time. But I just want to say, Steph, I'm in a complete agreement with Steph. We don't want to add extra work. What you see here when you're looking at the PowerPoints and things like that, it's a template to follow. The cadence, we understand that every team may have a different cadence, and you may do this differently, but we just need to get the functionality that we're doing out to people much quicker than we are today. And this is a way to do that. Get it out there, get it on the YouTube channels, let people see it and understand it. So that's one of the main things, is try to get it out there. We're not trying to add a significant amount of extra work to people, but we do know this will be beneficial. This was said a lot during WolfCon. We don't know what's being released. We don't know when or where. I wish I knew sooner. And this is a way to address that. So if people have ways to help streamline this more to get the word out, please, share it with Steph. But otherwise, we feel this is a good path to go. Yeah, I understood, Owen, but we're hoping that whatever you're doing now, it works. And we just get a recording and just move on. That's what we're hoping. But actually, Anne, you can, and then Steph, you are the last word because we want to know, I want to hear from you what you think is next.
I thank you so much, Steph, for this overview. I just have a couple of thoughts and questions that I'll take offline. And thanks again.
Sure. So the link to this document, which is embedded with links to all of the folders, is linked in our agenda. Everyone should have access to it. Please take a look and leave comments if you would like. Please also feel free to reach out to me individually, whether it's on Slack or Teams or email. Any way is great. I am going to, by Monday or Tuesday next week, whatever is loaded or whatever's been uploaded as far as videos, I will post to YouTube for a November December playlist. And then we'll move forward from there with January. And
All right.
that's what I've got.
The last book. Okay. Steph is actually the official last word. So, everybody, I know we went over, we talked about some pretty good topics. Just to reiterate, we're not trying to, these issues are not trying to add more work. We got to figure out ways to be more transparent. So, whatever we all can do to help in that area, the better. And if it turns out it's a significant amount of new work, I did say Steph would be the last word. Significant amount of work, just talk. Let's talk about it. But Steph, truly, I'm going to say happy holidays, everyone. But now, Steph, you are the last word.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and your questions and comments. And I will catch up in chat. And happy holidays and have a good rest of your day.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Happy holidays.